This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Triple bypass.
The best of both worlds.
Triple bypass.
Triple bypass.
Triple bypass on Joy 94.9.
Triple bypass acknowledges that we broadcast in the lands of the Kulin Nation and pay our respects to elders past, present and future. We also pay a special respect to the LGBTI elders of the Kulin Nations and to all Indigenous clans and people who walk this world today. This land was never ceded.
My, I'm so bi, I can't stop my wandering eye. Said I wanna taste them all before I'm dead. Hard boys to my back, soft girls to my front. How the hell do I choose when I want everyone? This isn't a game for some boyfriend. I love them all the same. This is my problem. My, I'm so bi. I can't stop my wandering eye. My, I'm so bi. Girls and guys, I ain't afraid to talk of sex with the XY or the XX. It's something I can't hide, so I'll wear it with pride, like Solander with Woo and Mikkel LeBlanc. This too. I'm boys to my back, soft girls to my front. How the hell do I choose when I want everyone? This isn't a game for some boyfriend. I love them all the same. This is my problem. My, I'm so bi. I can't stop my wandering eye. My, I'm so bi. I want them all. Girls and guys, gender bender, trend, whatever, any shape or size, don't care, cause it's your eyes in which I wanna stare, no matter what you got down there.
That's right, you are on Joy 94.9 and you have just tuned in to Triple Bypass.
And before we get started, I just wanted to say thank you, Helen from Chadston, for your for subscribing to Joy.
Sorry about the gift membership. I had no money. I feel that, Helen. I feel that real in my heart. My name's Ruby.
And I'm James.
And we are here to bring you the bi, the pan, the polysexual community live on the airwaves on Joy 94.9. It's very exciting to be with you tonight. As always, great to have you, James.
Oh, thank you.
So we are here to have a chat first, of course, with bi news. Coming up, we've got Penny Wilson, who is a pretty incredible freelance writer who's written some really awesome stuff with SBS around bisexuality, and also is just a genuinely lovely human being who's doing some really incredible work as well for refugee advocacy, which hashtag bring them here all about. Also, a massive thanks to Urban Dreaming, the program before us. Again, a stellar show. If you just missed it and you want to hear more about the Indigenous LGBTR community, you can always check out their podcast, which is at joy.org.au/urban-dreaming. And yes, if you do want to find us, it's joy.org.au/triple-bypass.
I know that Urban Dreaming talks about a lot of very important stuff, but I do just love the tunes. They play some really great music on that show.
Such good music. But and also, as you said, really, really good chats. Suri is a pretty great placeholder there. And also, since Matt Coleman, who was also on the show, who is one of our multi-gender attracted friends, has moved over to LA to be with his partner. So Suri's holding the fort a bit there. Now, if you want to let us know how you're going, if you want to become a member and hear your name called out, you can message us on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. You can find us on Facebook at Triple Bypass on Joy, on Instagram at Triple Bypass Joy, and on Twitter at Triple Bypass. Those are all with I's, not Y's. We are not surgeons.
No. No, we know a lot about matters of the heart, but no, but only in the metaphorical sense.
In the emotional sense. Now, let's talk about what's been happening in world news. A new poll has shown once again that bisexual people are the majority of the LGBTIAQ+ community.
This is specifically a US poll, but it's backing up data that we've seen before, and it just keeps recurring, and the numbers are pretty consistent.
But I don't think it's interesting to say that it's 78% female identifying and 19% male identifying. There's no statistics there around non-binary people, but also even without that, there's a pretty huge gender sway, which I think still shows us we've got a long way to go insofar as bi and pan male acceptance, which is what we've already been talking about for a while, but it's good to have the facts to really back that up.
I think it'd be a fair thing to say, even without the statistics to definitely back me up, that there might be a few multi-gender attracted guys out there who aren't quite comfortable calling themselves bisexual or pansexual.
It's too
yet.
Gay, from what I've heard. I mean, there was an article that was like, you know, straight men who have sex with men because they find the terms gay and bisexual too gay. I'm like, you realise, do you understand what you're saying? But what was interesting was that it was showing that almost half of people who use this terminology were between 18 and 29. So they're showing that there's actually as the new generation comes through, there's a huge rise in non-binary sexual identities.
Yeah, if I'm remembering the stats correctly, about half of the people who identify as bisexual or pansexual are young, like they're 18 to 34.
Well,
like,
yeah, so
it's just incredible.
Under 30, actually, yeah.
There are just so many of these people. It's just like going, you know, younger people who are just going, yeah, whatever.
Gender isn't that big a deal anyway, which I am all for. Now, we also had the news, and this is pretty huge. So the World Health Organization no longer classifies being transgender as a mental disorder.
Which is like, I was amazed that it's only happened now.
It's World Health Organization. Yeah, and when I thought about that, and I think this little bubble that we occasionally do live in a Western democracy, with this idea that, you know, our progressive values around sexuality and gender are normal, when of course they're not. Of course, in fact, we are still a minority fighting against a pretty huge force and against a lot of countries that still criminalize being homosexual and criminalize being bisexual in a lot of ways. So this is a huge step into having a world recognition of the fact that being transgender is not a mental health issue, because I still hear trans people in Australia calling it that.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, that a lot of the people who are supporting this, you know, they've professionally thought this for a long time, but it's just the wheels of bureaucracy can turn quite slowly.
So slow. So much paperwork, from what I've heard.
So much red tape.
Purple
tape in this case.
Yeah, no, it's
pink, blue and white tape.
But it is special because, you know, we celebrate Ida Hobbit Day to recognise the day that homosexuality was delisted as a mental health disorder. So I would really hope to see in maybe a few years that we do see a day to celebrate this as well, because this is a really big turning point in how the world starts to look at transgender. And as a result, multiple genders in cultures, which is something that has been existing for a very long time. And unfortunately, Western, particularly biblical ideologies, has squashed for a really long time.
Can I tell you one of my favourite bits of nerd trivia?
Please.
Peter Capaldi was in World War Z.
So this is the guy from Doctor Who, right?
He played the Doctor. Mm. His credit in that film, because he was with the World Health Organization, so he was credited in the film as WHO Doctor Who Doctor.
Okay, that's some real good, solid nerd trivia. Thank you, James. I appreciate that so much. Contain cells.
So, yes, contain fantastic cells. News for our trans friends.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, as someone who is trying to, you know, really push as far as this idea of there being two genders and gender binary, and has had to come into this idea of the term, for me, androgyne is a term I've come to really, like, find and feel like it's a really comfortable pair of shoes. I think it's a step towards really starting to mainstream the acceptance of more than two genders and move back to where we were before the Bible was like Adam and Eve, not Adam, Eve and Steve and Jen and everyone else.
And Adam's cycling club.
What? please explain. Do they have... Where does this come
from? How was it? Andrews? Was
it? No, it was Eric Albanese, wasn't it? Who was like, oh, you know, I don't have sex with my cycling mates. We're just good. I don't want to marry them. We're just good friends. I'm like, yes.
That's an excellent argument. Well done, you.
Well done, Eric Albanese. Is it because your name sounds like Erica?
Speaking of nerdy queer news... there's been a bit of queer news out of E3. If you're not familiar with
E3. So much queer news.
With E3, it's the big international game show that happens in Los Angeles every year in June. And multiple games have openly queer main characters.
I will say this. It is the majority of them, the ones at least they were willing to broadcast, were femme. And I think that also just does still show that while we're kind of willing to broadcast women being together, we're still struggling a bit with guys. But that being said, I'm going to play Assassin's Creed and I'm going to play an ancient Greek woman who hooks up with another woman, and I'm going to enjoy that experience so much. So thank you, Ubisoft. And Last of Us 2 was the other big one that I saw being popped up around there.
It's incredible as well. Like, there are going to be articles written about the fact that one of the first really well-done CGI characters kissing other CGI characters in games history, because it's just a really difficult thing to do technically. It was two women having a snog, and that's what made the history technically and you know,
this pleases
socially.
Me greatly. Because Elle is a lesbian, I think, is that how she identifies in the game?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, and that's like, I'm so on board, having gone through Gamergate, all these guys being like SJW, like social justice warriors, have no place here. Ah, we've taken over. Now, one last bit before we run to the next song will be that the Anglican Church in Australia is questioning if they're going to harden their stance against marriage equality. This is something that Penny will be talking with us after the break, so stay tuned for that. Because we've heard that there is some ideas around ramping up the discrimination in sense of not only not allowing marriages in their church, but also not allowing Anglican priests to even attend a marriage.
And there's apparently some sort of fuzzy language around it that might actually suggest that anyone who's in any kind of official capacity in the Anglican church might be banned from even attending a same-sex wedding,
yeah,
which is
and also,
just amazing.
Well, they're saying it can't happen on Anglican property, not just a church. And that leads us into some murky areas legally, but we'll be talking more about that after this break, so stay tuned. Coming up, we've got Pickles from the Jar by Courtney Burnett, which was Penny's choice, so stay tuned. You're on Joy 94.9 and this is Triple Bypass.
Sorry, let's do that again.
Dance, you say dance. I say France, you say France. You're from Adelaide, I'm from Hobart. I say Hugh, you say Grant. I say pot, you say plant. Bye. you are smart. We are 15 years apart. You're from Adelaide, I'm from Mars. I say ooh, you say ah.
That's right, 25 years proud, and as this sting suggested, if you do join up as a member in the next before the end of the month, you go in the draw to win a trip for two for a week in LA. Flights and accommodation covered by Virgin Australia.
And,
pretty sweet.
And now business class, which is just...
Oh, yes.
That's a long flight.
That's where they give you the champagne at the beginning. I'm all about that. Anyway, that was Courtney Barnett, Pickles in the Jar. You're listening to Triple Bypass. This is Ruby.
I am James.
And we are now joined by the brilliant and eloquent Penny Wilson.
Hey.
Thanks so much for joining us, Penny. Now, that was one of your choices with Courtney Barnett. So, straight off, why Pickles in the Jar? I personally am a huge fan of all things in vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure why. I think it's something about my personality. I just like to, you know, just sour things. Just make them a little last longer.
You're a little bitey.
A little bitey. And I hold on to things.
Well, I'm actually a really regret not picking Avant Garden because... there's a couple of my friends who are actually leaving to go home to America tomorrow, and they hate Avant Garden.
Oh, you got to
play
it then.
I don't know why. Oh,
We've got time.
Oh, thank goodness.
I can do
okay.
this for you.
Shout that out to
anything
them.
Anything despite a friend. Now, of course, we are joined by Penny. So Penny has written some pretty pretty brilliant pieces around bisexuality and mental health, particularly for SBS Sexuality Online. Now, I do want to have a quick shout out to Anthony from Reservoir. Whose message was Triple Bypass is the best and only show at bisexuality. Love you. Love you too, Anthony.
Oh, Anthony.
So much. If you want to become a member, of course, go to joy.org.au. You can also message us anytime you want at 0427-JOY949 if you've got any messages or questions for Penny. Or email us at onair@joy.org.au. Shoot us a message on Facebook at Triple Bypass. Find us on Twitter. Instagram at Triple Bypass Joy, and I am learning Instagram, and please be patient, and Twitter at Triple Bypass, and of course you can email us at triplebypass@joy.org.au. That's all of our socials, I think. So.
Or you could just send us an email right now that we'll see straight away on
you'll get to hear them on air, which is always a great experience. It still gives me shivers, and it's been almost 2 years.
Mm.
Now, but no, it's not about us, James.
No.
It's not about us anymore.
We have a guest.
Penny. So, Penny, it's so great to have you on the show. So just, again, to be clear, so Penny is not only just a freelance writer, but they're also a social media aficionado and a quite hilarious presence on Twitter, if I do say so myself. So they're currently working at social media marketing for Tamil Feast, which is a social enterprise which supports recently settled asylum seekers through the celebration of food and culture, which is serving up traditional Sri Lankan fare.
And the food is so good.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Completely unconnected to this show. I happened to be there a couple of months ago and it was delicious.
Well, three nights a week. So where can people go to get this food?
So Tamil Feast, yeah, three nights a week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday at Ceres, which is in Northgate,
yeah,
I believe.
Ceres, like the environmental, like, eco park?
Yes, C-E-R-E-S, yes. For those who are having trouble.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, so excellent. So that's three nights a week, and that supports recently settled asylum seekers. So I know that based on having been, like, you know, stalking you on Twitter for a few months now, that obviously asylum seekers are a pretty strong point of resonance for you. So I suppose, but the other things that you do mention is you're a bisexual identifying writer, and you're creative, of course, and you jump around a lot of freelance jobs. You are currently available for freelance work.
I am.
And so if someone wanted to get in contact with you around that kind of stuff, how could they do that?
You can get in touch with me at either twopence.social@gmail.com. Very official, very
is that professional. A two, like, is that the numeral or is that T-W-O?
It's T-W-O-P-E-N-C-E. social@gmail.com.
Selling yourself a bit of short there. Is that? Can I make a joke like that when we don't have pens as a currency? Yes, James gets it.
You're just putting in your 2 cents.
And also, well, that's exactly what it is. I mean, I came up with the name because I was saying, I'm putting in my 2 cents. I'm giving people advice on social media.
It's hard.
Oh my God,
There's so much to navigate. But I will say this. So, Penny, one of the things I've recently found about Twitter in the last month or so is that there is a thriving bi community there.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's been really... when you wrote your first article, so I found you through reading this article on SBS, we talked about mental health, and then you went into specifics around bisexual mental health and really outlined the statistics there and the lack of training there. And that was something that, you know, I had never really seen anyone else talk about.
'Cause the numbers aren't good, are they?
No. I mean, bisexual mental health, like, we're really definitely one of the...
most at-risk groups.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, when you're just considering, like, gay, lesbian, bisexual...
Sexuality, not gender identity kind of thing.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, which was surprising for me as well. I mean, we've spoken about this before, but just that this was something that neither of us really knew about until we started looking into it. And so for people who don't know, Ruby actually had an article published today as well. What publication was that for again?
It was Archer magazine.
Oh my God, amazing. So Ruby had this amazing article published, which was also about mental health and how it's affecting the bisexual community, in particular women, but you know, everyone's got their shit.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, do we ever.
Yeah, and it is. It's amazing how much the community, really is just at risk. And you don't think about the ways in which a bisexual experience could attribute to having that sort of, those struggles with self-esteem and self-worth and stuff like that. So, yeah.
But I think, as you found when you published the article, much like when I found when I was researching it became really quickly, like, you know, there was an initial shock of, oh, really? And then that totally makes sense to me. And I think you found a similar thing when you published this on SBS. People's response to you was very much like, oh, my gosh, you're speaking to me and I finally heard someone speaking to my experience.
Yeah, absolutely. It was amazing the amount of people who came to me and said, like, oh, my God, thank you so much for writing this. Like, I really needed this. And, you know, and selfishly, like, I was kind of just writing the article for myself because I was trying to navigate my own feelings about, like, my own internalized biphobia and how it wasn't just the outside community or other people who were sort of negating or invalidating my feelings, but actually I was doing that to myself as well. And just the reception that I received... from that article and how many other people said that they identified with it, it really helped to normalize this idea.
Yeah.
I think that's very much the case. It's like, you know, from James and I can talk about doing the show, it's like, oh, you just kind of think, like, you know, you're talking about something that's just for you, and then, like, someone's like, oh, you know, not to co-opt the bigger surge in feminism in our history, but hashtag me too. That sense of when you hear someone else come forward and say something that resonates with you, it's so much easier because it no longer feels like it's your fault.
Yeah.
Not alone anymore.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Now, we are on that slightly dour note. We are going to be jumping to another break, but please stay tuned, guys. We've got another song right on the way and more with Penny. and particularly around some issues that have come up with the Anglican Church in Australia. So do stay tuned. This is Triple Bypass, and you're on Joy.
Hi, hi, howdy, howdy, hi, hi. Well, everyone is mine, so you could call me Multiply. Just so you know, yes, yes, I'm that guy. You could give my fingers and I'm not waving high. Guess I'm never ending, you could call me Pi. But really, how long till the world realize? Yes, yes, I'm the best, fuck what you heard. Anything less is
obviously absurd.
It is good to burn, more like an eagle. This is my movie, stay tuned for the sequel. Seems so wrong, seems so illegal. Set this in the back like a foul ball free throw. Yep, yep, you know that I go. This is me on the regular, so you know. This is me on the regular, so you know. Yep, yep, you know that I go. This is me on the regular, so you know. This is me on the regular, so you know. I come with the tip, with the blow, with the boom. And if you're in my way, there's nothing but doom. Ain't got no time for you ratchet ass goons. And just settle down, listen to my tunes. Ever since I was 8, I was attached in the mic. Wanted a guitar before I wanted a bike. Had an Apple phone, talking Fisher Price. Never seen a song, cause I'm up all night. Really, really? Really, really? You wanna talk shit, but you know that I am really illy to the fullest. You can call me cancer, no multiple choice, cause I'm the only answer. Ain't got no wallet, only use your advance. You know my chick is right, cause it doesn't make a dance. You wanna get at me, but you don't stand a chance. And if you wanna fuck a hips, you can kick your pants. Haters get the bird, more like an eagle. This is my movie, stay tuned for the sequel. Seems so wrong, seems so illegal. Tap this in the back like a foul ball free throw. Yep, yep, you know that I go. This is me on the regular, so you know. But I take your 50 after you take the slip, see? Yep, yep, you know that I go. This is me on the regular, so you know. This is me on the regular, so you know.
That's right, 25 years on the airwaves. You've tuned in to Triple Bypass, the show for the bisexuals, the pansexuals, the polysexuals, the omnisexuals, the queers, and everyone else who wants to hang out for the evening.
And if you're gay and straight, you can listen too. We don't mind.
Oh, absolutely. Come chill. We're very accepting.
Especially if you're gay and straight, because that'd be pretty cool.
That's pretty bi, actually, when you think about it. Also, for arrows and aces, absolutely. Freaking-lutely, you're welcome here. I feel very strongly about that. Now, that song before was On the Regular by Shamir. That was a choice by our very special guest, Penny Wilson. My name's Ruby.
I'm James.
And this is Penny.
Hey.
Yeah. Penny is a freelance author and social media aficionado who has written, just before that break, we were talking around Penny's article in SBS, which actually kind of was the reason I got in touch with her, which was published a little while ago.
Yeah, maybe a couple of months now.
Yeah, which is about basically mental health in queer spaces, particularly around the mental health issues for bisexual people. And much like myself and for Anthony and James on the show, though I think James is a lot more aware of this than I was at the time, that finding out how just not having a reason to go research and then actually finding out how bad mental health statistics for people who are bisexual, even though I'd been bi my whole life and had not known about that, and just that kind of jarring effect of finding that out and then it all kind of falling into place. And I think, so Penny, your article you mentioned had a huge response, which is that, again, that kind of idea that it's that kind of unspoken truth that everyone's waiting to hear. So did that kind of, has that changed how you look going forward in like how you identify and how you feel about your sexuality?
Yeah, I guess it makes me feel as though I can much loudly talk about, like, being bisexual and know that it's important to talk about it as someone who is currently in a relationship with someone of the opposite sex. So, yeah, I mean, I want to make sure that people don't discount my sexuality or discount the experiences that I may have had being bisexual.
So you're not straight now?
No, I haven't gone back to being straight since I've started dating a guy.
It's almost like the person we're dating doesn't define our entire identity.
Wow. What?
Wow.
And even though the numbers really aren't good for mental health and bisexual people, LGBTIQ people in general, but bisexual people specifically, a lot of people who identify as multigender attracted have trouble finding mental health professionals who really understand that, because you talked about that in your article, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I mentioned that actually I wouldn't say it was one of the first experiences I had, because I guess I've been seeing a psychologist for a little while now.
Oh, girl.
Tell me about it. One of the experiences that I've had is going into a psych who I think I'd only had maybe one appointment with them beforehand, eased into it a little bit, you know, didn't sort of bring up the sexuality stuff too much. And then in the second session with them, talked about these feelings that I was having, this difficulty of feeling more sexually attracted to guys but more emotionally attracted to women, and how I would grapple with that in going forward into new relationships. And I'd just come out of a relationship with a girl, and I was thinking, oh, I really don't want to go back to guys, but then because I'm more likely to look at a guy and be like, oh, hey, instead of girls, you know. Yeah, it was really convoluted. But I sat across from my psych, and she looked at me and she said, oh, it sounds like you're trying to decide whether you're gay or whether you're straight. And I was just like, I'm not going to see you anymore.
Yeah. Well, firstly, it's really great that was your response, because I had a psychologist who mentioned my confusion about seeing a woman tell me I was straight and wanted attention. And I internalized that for a really long time. Oh. Because there was there's this constant ongoing narrative that you're one or the other. And then also that even though you're one or the other and we're born this way, that you need to make up your mind and choose.
Yeah.
Which I always found, like, as I've gotten older, I can look back and be like, that's an interesting dilemma you have there. Now, real quick, we did get a message from Clario, who's loving tonight's show. Much by love. Thank you so much, Clario. If you want to join in, you can message us on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. Please get in touch. We'd love to chat with you.
Especially if you've had some sort of experience with mental health professionals, maybe good experiences or not so good experiences.
Of course, and of course, no pressure. One of the things that I've also heard is that, so the word bisexual was actually coined by Freud. That interesting person. Because Freud saw bisexuality as a state of confusion and immaturity, much like an orgasm from the clitoris. So, in that sense, we're elusive, but fuck are we good when you find it. But it's interesting because people often talk about, we're talking the fact, you know, we talk about gay and lesbian, but bisexual and pansexual and polysexual still have sexual in the word. Mm. So there's that inference on that. But when you look at it, bisexual is actually a reclaimed word, much like queer is. So we've taken that back from being pathologized as this idea of immaturity and confusion and some kind of psychoanalysis situation, some kind of cigar in the dream scenario. And are basically talking about, you know, and have taken that back, which I think for me, finding that out and finding that part of history to connect to has been very important, because one of the other things that I found out, maybe you can relate to this, Penny, is that before I did this show, whatever, I did not feel that bisexual history was something that existed / something I could access. Mm. How was that for you?
I'm not sure if it's something that I've ever even thought about engaging with, because it is, I guess, a lot of the discussion about bisexuality is in the present. It's we're always talking about things that are presently a struggle for us.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, with gay and lesbian, you know, LGBT issues,
they're always talking about the roots that it's come from. There's, you know, Pride has such a long-standing history.
And who was it? What was the orientation of the person who was considered to be the mother of the Pride movement?
I think she was a bisexual.
It was Brenda Howard, wasn't it? Who was
I think she was actually
bisexual.
Married to a man and a massive kinkster. And she she was a bisexual curmudgeon. And that's the thing, I found that out last year.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, it absolutely isn't something that people associate so proudly with the bisexual community. Yeah.
Well, I think Pride is a big part of it because our whole movement's this idea of Pride being a reclaiming of shame.
Mm.
But I'm not sure about you, but it took a long time for me to hear or see anything that encouraged me to have pride in bisexuality.
Yeah.
But we're superheroes.
Oh, well, yes, of course.
We have superpowers.
Mostly, which involves just anything that moves. Which was a magazine that was bisexual and published for 13 years. Thank you very much. We are good at puns.
One of our great superpowers is that we make up more than half of the rainbow community, even though nobody can see us.
Which is, you know, doing two things at once.
We're everywhere but invisible.
Bisexual.
We're basically purple ninjas.
That and also just the puns.
But I think it is interesting. You said that it took you quite a while to connect with that pride. And I think, yeah, I mean, I totally see that as well, because I guess for me, it was something that I really proudly connected with when I was dating a girl. And then as soon as I, you know, got out of that relationship, all of a sudden, I didn't feel like I had anything to hold on to. I felt like I'd, like, cashed in my gay check or whatever, and then all of a sudden I wasn't, you know, I didn't belong to the crowd anymore. And it really did take me quite a long time to realize that even, you know, if you are dating someone of the opposite sex, if you identify as bisexual, then, you know, that is something to be
proud of. It's your space. Absolutely. And I think it is interesting because it often, for me, it takes meeting somebody else.
Mm.
We've got a lovely message here from Nathan in Abbotsford, who said that, thankfully, it was my gay male therapist who got me to talk about being bisexual. I knew I was, but I wasn't sure how to say it, and now I wear the word bisexual on my T-shirt.
Oh, Nathan.
Well done, Nathan. Welcome to the family.
Oh, that makes me so happy. Good on you, Nathan. I also have a T-shirt that says "by the by, I'm bi" on it, because I think one of the things about being bi is you've got to constantly come out. So it's like, yes. Oh, by the by, still bi. All my partners.
Always. Constantly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Always coming out.
And like, I'd love to talk to you a bit more about that after this break, because I think it's important for us to recognise the journey that comes from that first access to this idea of pride. And what comes from there, and the journey that happens when you really discover that you're a part of something that is not just individual. And I think often, maybe I'm wrong, but when you're bi and don't see people like you, you do often think that a lot of what you're dealing with is on your own.
Mm, absolutely.
And that's definitely not true, because if nothing else, we're here with you, dear listeners. So stay tuned. We are coming up after the break with another song picked by Penny. And with more Penny to come, so much. More than two pence. Threepence. Quadruplence. That's not a word, but it's okay. You're a triple bypass. This is Joy.
I can guess. I wanna know if I can.
That's right, guys. It is Radiothon, which is the one time of year that we do get on our knees and start to beg a little bit.
We might nag a little.
Oh, nagging, begging, same diff, really, when you think about it. It's more this idea that, of course, Joy as a radio station is built entirely on donations and memberships from you, our listeners. Because
this happens because of you.
We're all volunteers. We're here because we love you. And we love you so much that if you sign up in before the end of the month, you go in the draw to win a 7-day trip to LA flying business class with Virgin Australia for you and a friend, a lover, a family member, whoever you want.
How good was that Harpoons track we just heard?
That was a banging track. So you've tuned into the banging show, Triple Bypass, on Joy 94.9. We're here for the bisexuals, the pansexuals, the polysexuals, for the gays, the straights, for anyone who wants to find out what it's like when you love more than one gender. For us, we think it's pretty sweet. That was Do You Want My Love by the Harpoons, which they've actually got a new album coming out quite soon, which our special guest will talk to us about. My name's Ruby.
I'm James.
And here's Penny Wilson.
Hey, hey.
So, yeah. Penny, that was your choice in track. Now, you mentioned that the Harpoons have gone a bit quiet for a while, but they've just kind of burst back into the scene.
Yeah, they've been around for years and years and years, like probably a decade and a half. But they're just about to release their second album. It's called Amaro. Yeah, it's just so exciting. I mean, I've been following them since I was a tiny little kid running around high school.
Little bye baby.
Because I saw them opening for another act about 10 years ago, and they were sort of bluesy, folksy. And then, yes, then I saw them pop back up in my social media, and they're playing this amazingly smooth electronic jazz stuff.
God,
and it's just so good. That is so cool.
I love it so much. Just multi-talented. It's very bisexual.
Oh, my God. It is.
But yes, you were telling us during the break, though, about bringing us back to the topic of bisexuality, about the Anglican Church and its stance on marriage equality, or its dislike thereof.
See, we mentioned at the beginning of the show that in our little news update, which that the Anglican Church appears to be doubling down a bit on their stance against same-sex marriage or marriage equality. And if you did miss that, you can always grab it on the podcast and that comes out, which is available at joy.org.au/triplebypass or also on iTunes. But yeah, so I was a bit surprised, I suppose, to see that the church has decided to take the will of the people and to give them the finger a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, this is something that's only just sort of coming to light. But basically, I mean, the reason why it affects me so much is that actually my dad is an Anglican priest. And so the Anglican Church is saying that not only do they want to prevent priests or any sort of Anglican officials from allowing gay marriage to happen within Anglican spaces or by Anglican priests, but also that they just don't want anyone who's basically associated with the Anglican Church to be attending these weddings, which basically means that, like, if I end up in a relationship with a woman and want to marry her, that my dad can't be there?
That's a bit not good.
And it's suspicious because they've actually officially said what issues arise for officials of the Anglican Church who are merely present at a same-sex marriage or even a blessing. Now, officials could mean anyone from bishops to clergy to members of the...
It's a fuzzy word.
And it's all very vague. And I have to admit, And I think it's interesting because one of the things that I saw come out of the hostility that occasionally I did see flare up from gay and lesbian people against BTI and everyone else was a sense of, well, it doesn't affect you as much. And I feel that's a really common assumption, that the same-sex marriage debate or the marriage equality debate was not affecting people who are bisexual because we could always just choose to be in a heteronormative relationship.
Well, the only just recently overturned in Victoria and New South Wales forced divorce for transgender people, that kind of demonstrates that it affected more than just gay and lesbian people.
Well, yeah. Oh, gosh. And you know, I still have a lot of feelings around the way that the trans community was thrown at the bus and the intersex community during the postal survey. But I suppose, like, Penny, if anything you're saying is true, that, you know, you as a bisexual person are pretty strongly affected by hearing this kind of stuff.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, my dad has been an amazing support for me throughout my entire, you know, phase of coming out and having that realization for myself as well. I remember, like, sitting him down when I, you know, finally decided to tell him, and he was probably one of the last people who I told just because it was, like, such a nerve-wracking experience, I sat across from him and I said, like, Dad, you know, this girl that I've been hanging out with a lot, actually, she's my girlfriend. And he just sort of looked at me and he was like, yeah, I know. What's for dinner? Like, he just, I mean, he saw it coming, you know, way ahead of me. Probably not ahead of me, but ahead of other people who I'd come out to and who were completely shocked. So, and ever since then, I mean, he's just been nothing but a support. So the idea that he can be there for so many other parts of that relationship and in that part of my life, but
we have to choose between you and the church for a wedding.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's such a struggle going on here as well, because, I mean, as far as social justice issues in Australia of all kinds, affecting all kinds of people, one of the most visible sort of Christian presences for that has been Gosford Anglican Church with their famous signs.
Yes.
And then, yeah, and it's just sad that, you know, with an organisation that obviously has such progressive and accepting people in it, has also clearly has people at the other end of the spectrum who are saying, let's try to pull it back.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's the really, you know, sort of hard-hitting evangelical Anglican people who are kind of trying to just make the decision for everyone. There's obviously lots of people in the Anglican community who are really for same-sex marriage and really don't want these changes to happen because they want to be able to celebrate their family, their loved ones, you know, being able to get married.
It's interesting because I think we're seeing a similar kind of push where you just get a small number of very conservative people who, because they're so loud, and because a lot of the other areas are not speaking up, people do assume that's what everyone else thinks. So what do you think are some ways that the Anglican Church, I'm not sure how this stuff works, but is it possible for there to be a pushback? What can happen within those spaces where it's just like, you know, what do you do when you get a small number of people who are saying, well, this is the conservative hard line?
Well, they don't have a pope, so that makes it a little easier.
Yeah, but I mean, I think that they have quite a, I mean, a regiment and hierarchy. So one thing that we haven't talked about is, but that has come up in the article that we've sort of been referencing by Muriel Porter. It was written on The Conversation, published today, is that they still don't recognise women as priests in the Anglican Church.
Yeah.
Basically. So
they've already decided that one person's more important than the other, so it makes sense that it all kind of filters through.
Well, I guess it just sort of goes to show just, like, how conservative they still are.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that, you know, there are people within the community who want to loosen that grip and have more say.
I think it's going to be an ongoing issue because I think when we have this big milestone movement, you do see a pushback. Like we're seeing in the United States and the UK, even though it's more with austerity than with religious.
And it's really not unusual to see as well that a congregation doesn't share the same beliefs as this leadership.
I can mostly just think of the Catholic Church and the fact they've learned to ignore their leaders for the last decade or
so. Yeah, because it's like 60% of Australian Catholics indicated that they were going to vote
strongest Christian supporters.
Yeah.
Wow. And I think, you know, I think that we'll see that dissonance kind of grow. I'm hoping that congregations will not just follow. And
it bubbles up.
Look, Penny, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, I wish we could talk for a lot longer, and hopefully we will, because we'd love to have you back.
Hell yeah.
Very great. And there's a lot more to talk about. You guys, please check out Penny Wilson. Now, on Twitter, what's your hashtag?
GoodDog_PNG.
It's so good. It's also, and the picture is from the beach, Grandma and Me.
Oh, yeah, Grandma and Me. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Taking me back to my primary school days.
Such a good interactive video game. Very old school. Anyway, next up is Jason with Local Roots, bringing you some great Aussie local queer music. We'll be back next week with the Representation Hour with Jennifer Piper. I'm Ruby.
I'm James.
And we had Penny on the show. This is Triple Bypass. Please become a member. You're on Joy.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.